been amazed at what God has done this week. And I want to open it up for some questions that you might have. Beth? It is a miracle. How many of you know where the property is? Okay, if you don't know, how many are you going to go look at it? It's a great piece. And I can't reveal the final cost because it's still not totally finalized. But I will tell you this. At the most, we are going to have to pay for that property. The very most is $10,000. We very well might get it free. But at the most, it's going to cost us $100 an acre, $10,000. That is a miracle in itself for 10 acres. Any other questions? I thought you might be interested in the price mainly, but when are we going to start? I'll let Lowell talk to you about that.
We're going to look at a couple of church plans, and we're going where? Prentice? To look at a church on Tuesday. And then we also looked this week, a couple of us, at the church at Prairie View Covenant Church. And it's a beautiful church, and we'll take a lot of what they have there, I think. And I don't know, I guess my goal would be if we could get the foundation all poured, the plumbing, in-floor heat in this fall, and the concrete slab in. That would be great. And then next spring, we've already started the process of getting the Assembly of God District RV program to come and give us a hand to come out and frame and do everything that needs to be done. But they expect people from the church to be there also. They don't expect to do it by themselves.
I don't know if I answered the question.
Answer the question. This RV group, these are retired men who go around in their RVs and build churches. That's their ministry. So we've put in the process, the application for that. There'll be more things that have to follow. But something else that you can pray about, the individual that purchased the lot over here between the new and the old parsonage is also considering buying the church and this property here. So we'll be praying about that. Then we could have all of our assets liquidated and pursue. Any other questions?
And at a very fair price.
Yes, right. He's a local guy from the Wilson area, so which makes it nice too. Anybody else with a question?
Oh, you did. Here, pass that back to her.
I'm sorry. When Dave and I were looking for a lot, we saw this property, and I don't think there was a for sale sign, but we thought, what a beautiful place. It's up on the hill, and it just had a beautiful view. And it just wasn't meant to be, and we didn't know why, but obviously we know now, you know, it's meant for the church. And we didn't know, we didn't have a church at that time either. So God is good. He provided another lot for us, and now the church.
I think this property was just for sale on Friday or Saturday.
It was listed on Friday, the sign went up on Sunday.
Listed on Friday, the sign went up Sunday. So that's how fast it everything happened.
Yeah.
So God didn't want us to miss it. Anybody else? He had to break your dryer. Did he get it fixed? All right. Good, good.
Well, I don't want any credit for anything. Because, you know, if it wouldn't have been for Jill, I think it's all miracles. Every item that happened, I mean, I just couldn't even conceive of it, you know. I mean, at the annual business meeting, we asked for the confidence of the church so we could expand. But I thought this might be a three-year process, you know, and I mean, we're just going to work at it one step at a time, and whatever came, came. And, you know, this all just fell in place just so rapidly.
Yeah.
And having $10,000 into this, we have funds in the Assembly of God. We already made plans to withdraw the funds. We had the letter all typed up, signed, ready to go in. And anyway, this gentleman offered us enough money that we won't even have to withdraw until we start our process. I mean, to me, that's amazing. We don't even need any money to close from. We got enough money in our checking account to do the closing.
That's amazing. And you know, word has already gotten out. I don't know how, but people from town have already called me and said, I've heard rumors. And I said, well, let me assure you the rumors you heard are true. And and they are amazed that we could build something like that, buy property and build in a small area like this. And I want you to know that I tell people that it's because of the people that come here. I really mean that. You're a great group of people. I love you. My wife loves you. My family loves you. We consider it an honor and a privilege to be here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You're the greatest people on earth. And that's showing. That brings people out. And so I really look forward to, as the town, the community talks and drives by when we start building, you know, what God's going to do. Because I know that they'll be drawn in. So, anybody else? Mary.
I just want to thank the board and all the people that saw the signs and didn't sit still about it. You know, I think it's a real good example of how God puts things in front of us, and we have to move, and we have to go out on a limb, and we can't be too busy for God to work. Thank you for all of your efforts.
We're hoping to do that.
Yeah, it is a shame when you go to a church your whole life and you pay your tithes to the church your whole life, and when your family member dies or get married, you have to go somewhere else. It really isn't fair. It is nice that we will be able to do that from now on.
Amen.
Okay, right at the minute, our assets that are disposable, including land and cash, per year is almost $500,000. So we are a long ways towards building a beautiful building.
And God's not done yet.
That would be
a steeple.
That would be beautiful to have a steeple. One thing we do not want to do is have a meeting on what we want to put in the church. If people have suggestions, we'd like to have them put them in writing and give them to Pastor Manning, and we'll go through and discuss them at a board meeting. We had a big group together 3 years ago, and it was just chaotic because everybody wanted this, everybody wanted that. And it got to the point you couldn't even discuss it. So it would be nice if anybody's got any suggestions, put them in writing. The church board and Pastor Manning will go through them very thoughtfully and faithfully. And we'll try building the best church we can possibly build for our congregation to meet their needs.
Yep. And please do that, because I've already had comments this morning of, you know, this would be nice. And I thought, it's a great idea, something that I would never think of. So get your comments, suggestions in. That would be great.
Even little ideas. You know, one of my ideas is to make sure there's a small washing machine and dryer there just to wash the cleaning rings and stuff. You know, I mean, it don't matter how small the idea is, because it's easier to put a small idea into the building than it is big ideas, you know. And there will be things that we'll miss that somebody will think of. And if you put it in writing and get it to us, we'll try very hard to get it into the plan.
All right. If there's no other questions, God bless you. You're dismissed.
People just tell me that we came here 16 years ago, and the miracle was the board, and I believe it was Bob and Lowell and
Ernie
went together and were praying for two more families because the church was closed. couldn't meet their meeting, their weekly meeting. And so I think how far we've come and how God has directed people to come and be faithful.
Right. You know, I was thinking about that probably in my message tonight. I might talk about this, but there are people who are battle people, and then there are people who build. And unfortunately, the people who build get all the credit when the credit should go to the people who battled. You know, thank you for you guys who were faithful this many years. You know, you guys get a lot of credit for that. And I pray God's blessing on you for that, too. Because some of you were here when things weren't so great, but you stuck with it. Thanks.